Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is October the 21st and our Bible reading portion is from the Gospel of Mark, chapters 13 to 16, the most important choice of our lifetime. We read in Mark chapter 15, verses 6 and 11 to 15 like this. Now at the feast, he was accustomed to releasing one prisoner to them, whomever they requested. But the chief priest stirred up the crowd so that he should rather release Barabbas to them. Pilate answered and said to them again, "What then do you want me to do with him whom you call the King of the Jews?" So they cried out again, "Crucify him." Then Pilate said to them, "Why, what evil has he done?" But they cried out all the more, "Crucify him." So Pilate, wanting to gratify the crowd, released Barabbas to them, and he delivered Jesus after he had scourged him to be crucified. The above scriptural passage brings us to the fake trial of Jesus before the court of the Roman governor Pilate. Since the feast of the Passover was observed in commemoration of the release of the Hebrews from Egyptian bondage, the Roman governor customarily released a prisoner during the feast as a symbolic gesture of goodwill. The choice Pilate proposed to the crowd was ironic. Jesus, Barabbas, the would-be political savior of Israel who was guilty of rebellion and murder, or Jesus of Nazareth, the true savior of the world who had committed no sin. This story is one of ironic substitution. Pilate knew the charges against Jesus were insubstantial, so he attempted to release Jesus. However, the chief priests were guilty of envy and Pilate was guilty of compromise. When Pilate offered to release Jesus by taunting the envious chief priest, the people were incited to ask for releasing Barabbas. What a peculiar irony that a revolutionary against Rome should be released by the cry, "We have no king but Caesar." The very ones who were charging Jesus with treason against Caesar were asking the release of a man who was actually guilty of that crime. Both the Jews and the Gentiles were guilty of the execution of Jesus Christ because both the priests and Pilate handed him over to be crucified. Their sins led to the release of an evil man, Barabbas, and the death of Jesus, who throughout his trial and crucifixion was the only one who did not act from fear, jealousy, or self-interest. What we can understand that all the players of this mock trial, the chief priest, the Jewish elders, scribes, and the whole Sanhedrin council, and Pilate, the Roman governor, had the most important choice of their lifetime. This choice was whether they would ask for the release of the innocent Son of God or the guilty murderer. Sadly, they opted for Barabbas, and thus condemned Jesus to be crucified. What a wrongful and tragic choice. Let us remember that the most important choice that we have is whether or not we will accept Jesus Christ into our heart as our Lord and Savior and live our life pleasing Him alone. We have to make this choice as soon as we are aware about this matter. Have you made your most important choice by accepting Jesus Christ? If not, today is the day to make this most important choice and seal your destiny in heaven. Moreover, our everyday life consists of a series of choices, whether good or bad. Through each choice, we will determine if we will obey and follow the desires of God or do the things of the world. Let every other choice that you make daily be in conformity to the will of God, as then only can we truly please God, our Heavenly Father. Let us hear the instruction of Apostle John as he penned in his first epistle, chapter 2, verses 15 to 17 like this. "Do not love the world or the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever."